The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
There's many reasons why somebody ends up on the street. I think the key thing for us is nobody started off in life wanting that to be their journey, their path. Somebody has always had somebody that loved them and care. And United in Homelessness, we know we can come together as a community and do what's right for all people here.
Susan B. Parks is president and CEO of Orange County United Way, a nonprofit dedicated to creating a stronger community where everyone has access to a quality education, sustainable income, better health, and stable housing, the building blocks for a good life. Parks holds more than four decades of executive, business, and nonprofit experience, and under her leadership in February of this year, Orange County United Way spearheaded a countywide collaboration called United to End Homelessness to address Orange County's unprecedented homeless crisis. Sue is joining us right now. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Happy to be with you, Larry.
Well, let's start with maybe some common misconceptions people may have about our homeless population. What do we not really know that you see firsthand?
Well, one of the things that when we started United to End Homelessness, we used the foundation of a cost study we commissioned along with Danbury Housing and the ACCOC, the Association of California Cities, Orange County. We commissioned UCI to do a cost study so we would actually have the facts to answer who are the homeless in Orange County, as well as what is the cost to our community of managing homelessness the way that we've been managing it. So we've been using a very fact-driven base as we tackle how we are going to end homelessness here in Orange County together.
So what did you learn from that study that maybe can help reframe the homeless issue, maybe the misconceptions, and how the facts really mean we need to address it differently?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. So what we learned is 70% of the people that are homeless here have been here over 10 years. So there's this misconception when we're out talking that people are flocking in or new to the community. The truth is that they are residents, that the average homeless person on the streets here in Orange County is a 50-year-old white male that has had a disruption in their life. So they have had a job loss, that they have been unable to pay their rent, and normally that has come through something that has been some type of family issue. So think about a divorce or a major illness, or in the case of majority women, that it could have been a domestic violence issue. So there are a lot of things that just brought it back down to that these are our own. These are people from Orange County in many cases, and there is somebody that had something happen in their life that caused them to lose their way, and hence, as a community, I'd love to see us all come together and lift and help bring all those people up and put them in a dignified way into a home.
And maybe the report shows that this isn't all poor lifestyle choices or people don't want the encumbrances of homeownership. I mean, different things that a lot of people kind of thought.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, somebody, and I'll use an example of a young man that we learned about recently, and he grew up in Yorba Linda, and from everything we can tell and talking to him, had a really great life, family well off, owned property, hotels, restaurants, et cetera, and did what a lot of young noble people want to do is change the world. And he personally went off to a foreign country to help teach English and wasn't feeling well where he was and came back. And unfortunately, his mom passed away when he got back to Orange County, and she had been running the family businesses. He knew nothing about the family businesses, and it turned out his illness was MS. So his family went businesses went bankrupt. He didn't know how to lead them, and he lost everything, including his family, and now out on the street. So that would be an example of how a life disruption that I never planned impacted somebody that came out in the streets. And I know that one of the other myths that happened, and in talking to the amazing service providers here in Orange County, one of the things that we also want to help dispel and is about that everybody on the street, many people on the street are there because of an alcohol or a drug issue. And yes, there are people on the streets, of course, with those issues. But there's also a bit of that chicken or the egg. If any of us had to live on the streets for whatever reason for a period of time, the chronic stress that we would be living in might cause us to do things that we never would have thought that we'd done before. Cover the pain in different ways and the stress of what you're doing. And chronic stress, as you know, can be so disabling. So, again, there's many reasons why somebody ends up on the street. I think the key thing for us is nobody started off in life wanting that to be their journey, their path. Somebody has always had somebody that loved them and care. And United in Homelessness, we know we can come together as a community and do what's right for all people here.
We're talking with Sue Parks, President and CEO of Orange County United Way. Well, let's talk about the effort, United to End Homelessness. What is that and what is its focus?
So we had done a lot of fact-finding. We had the cost study in hand, and there were amazing recommendations. And if somebody wants to go to the cost study and get a copy of it, they could go to UnitedToEndHomelessness.org, and they can get the PDF. They can go to actually the Orange County United Way site, UnitedWayOC.org, and they could pull a full cost study if they want all the facts on everything. But at the end of it, it had recommendations. So a group of community leaders from all aspects came together and said, what would we do now that we know the facts? And the cost, by the way, which I hadn't mentioned, it's costing Orange County $300 million to manage homelessness, and that which is getting worse. And if we house the most vulnerable people, the people that are chronically homeless, those folks with disabilities that I was just referring to, we'd save $42 million. So it's for the head and the heart, it's the right thing to do. But out of that recommendation, it said one of the best things to do is pull together a community-wide collaborative, and that's really what United to End Homelessness is all about. There have been amazing efforts going on by government and the nonprofit community and faith leaders and all independently, and business really hadn't been at the table. So the business leaders really maybe weren't as familiar with this issue, and philanthropy had been maybe involved in pieces, but not in a collaborative way. And so United to End Homelessness pulled together everybody in the same room to say, okay, what's really going well and where are their gaps and how can we help fill that? And including that powerful voice of business, which I think was really needed. So we're a collaborative effort and we've got defined goals. And as a collaborative that includes the cities and through ACCOC and the county, through the CEO of the county, Frank Kim, and these business leaders such as Disneyland and Kaiser Permanente and Angels Baseball and so many more, we've come together with defined goals to end homelessness as we know it here in Orange County by 2024.
All right. Walk us through quickly. What are the steps? I hear the term wraparound care, permanent supportive housing. I mean, there's a lot here. Where are we right now? How underserved are they? And what are the steps to get there?
First things I would love everybody listening to do is learn more, because I think, again, some people are really well versed on this. They've been working closely with the service providers here in Orange County, service providers being the nonprofits that work so graciously and so dignified with the homeless on this population here every day. So some people are really well informed, but many aren't, and there's so many myths and misconceptions. I'd love everybody to read the cost study. And if they go to UnitedToEndHomelessness.org, there's also information on our Homelessness 101 classes. If somebody really wants to know the facts so they can really start understanding the solutions and all these different types of housing aspects and realize this is a complex issue and there are many different solutions to the bigger solutions. So there's so much evidence on the importance of housing first and supportive housing. So getting somebody into a place of their own, and if they're stabilized, that might be in a scattered site apartment, which we're also leading the effort on how do we engage more landlords into knowing there's nothing to be fearful in learning more about this issue, maybe stepping in to help. And there's many landlords who do this now, and some of their best tenants are part of you know, people that have come with vouchers, with supportive care. So there's many types of different housing solutions. Permanent supportive housing means somebody's going to go into a home of their own. Normally it could be a group setting or it could be an apartment, and they come with supportive care. And that care makes all the difference in the world. So when people hear permanent supportive housing, it's something to celebrate and not to be fearful of because of that word supportive. So again, I'd love for everybody to get more educated on this. We at Orange County are 3.2, 3.3 million people, and we're talking just about a few thousand, if that, people that really need our help. And I know as a community, we can all come together to do the right thing. So education is the start. We need more units for people to live in, because that is the ultimate solution. And those two go hand in hand. And then we need to make sure that we understand and get caught up on the population that needs to house now, and that we have a great continuum of care. So when people come into a homelessness situation, it's infrequent, it's rare, and there's a system that can get them into a unit that's ready for them. And it's something that we can do as a community. I'm so confident of it, Larry.
Quick answers. The biggest challenge, is it finding housing, finding landlords who are open to this idea of having these folks in their neighborhood?
There's two aspects to that. There's a plan, if you would, that is being worked on by the cities and the counties and all the city councils, and everybody need to be engaged and wanting to do the right thing for the overall community and for their community own. It's obviously community by community decision on building permanent supportive housing. But for that, they need the hearts and minds of the residents of their community to understand what supportive housing is, and it's such a positive versus people living on the street. So we are very supportive of the plan to build more units. But yes, the other way to get more units into the system quickly for people to go to are for private landlords to say, hey, I'd like to learn more about this too, and maybe I can be part of the solution. And that all comes with education. So it's units, but to make the units possible, especially with anything that's built in a community, we need people to really understand the situation. So we'd love that education, hearts and minds. Go to united2onhomelessness.org to learn more.
As we tape this, we're looking at a special week that's been kind of set aside, National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. What a great time for people to take some time and at least go to the website and learn about this, study about it, see the different facts from fiction that go with this. We're out of time. Again, if people want to find out more, where can they go?
United2endhomelessness.org. And we're so appreciative of the time to talk about this today, Larry. Thank you.
Sue Parks, President and CEO of Orange County United Way. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.